North Pole customer service. How can I help?
You picked up?
Yeah. We're open 24/7, 365.
I didn't know that. So I could have been just ringing you whenever I wanted?
Yeah, you can call up anytime you're having struggles with anything Christmas related.
That's really good. Oh, it has to be Christmas
related. It has to be Christmas related, specifically.
Oh, well, hey, that's good to know. That's really nice to know.
Yeah.
Could I just say it's Christmas related to get in the door?
No, we'd know.
You know?
We'd know.
You know pretty quickly whenever it's just someone.
It's starting to feel like this is maybe one of those calls.
This is Christmas related, I swear.
Okay.
I rang up, I didn't know that there were other days.
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
Oh, you really shouldn't have.
But I did.
You really shouldn't have, but you did.
You don't.
And you shouldn't have.
You don't like it?
Why did you? Why?
Well, you said you like the color white.
Yes.
So it's been your favorite color.
Okay.
And you said the clock in the kitchen was broken. And you told me how much you like polar bears.
Yeah.
So it's just taxidermy. I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the clock's in its chest. It's fine. Why are you...
Well,
you don't like it?
We live in a studio flat, don't we? And
yeah, it was hard getting it up the stairs. I put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, that's great. Why is it over our bed?
It keeps the heat in. Like, it's very warm. Polar bears, they have to be warm. They live in the Arctic, so it keeps in the heat around us.
It keeps and why is it wearing a little hat and has a cane? I think that ruins the sort of the fear of this terrifying beast that it has a cane and a little hat on it and a t-shirt that says I love MILFs.
You're completely misreading this. Those are from my late father's belongings.
Your father did love MILFs, but
this bear was meant to mean more than just a bear with a clock in it or a little thing to help us save on heating. This bear
Where
is
did you find this?
Meaningful. Find it?
Where did you find it?
Where did I find it?
Yeah, where did you... How? Why is this now in our... What was the process?
I had to message 12 different online sellers before I was able to procure even one paw of this polar bear.
So it's like a Frankenstein's monster of a polar bear.
That's why it's like a slightly different shade of white in all the places. But don't look that odd.
I love
my father, okay?
You love your father, so you Frankenstein'd a polar bear together and put it over our bed for my Christmas present.
Happy Christmas. All you had to say was thank you.
What are you... Firstly, I'm allergic to fur. Secondly, it's over our bed. And thirdly, I don't love MILFs. I'm sorry.
Well, what did you get me?
What did I get you? I got you this bracelet and it has our initials on it. It's lovely. It's I got it off Etsy. Hello.
You realize what our initials are? What our initials are?
Yeah. Remind me.
Martin Ingram.
Yeah.
Laura Fisher.
Oh! Of course I know that!
And you're here to tell me you don't like MILFs, and yet you've got me a bracelet that says MILF on it.
It has it. Right, I'm sorry. Your father hated me. He did not have that t-shirt. He did not die in that t-shirt that's saying I love MILFs as a ship of our relationship. He loves MILF in a different way.
It has an apostrophe and S.
What?
Did he just fucking... Is this the shirt. Is this polar bear?
Sorry, I've been under the bed. I've just been the second present, but it's
Why
been a
is
while.
Your brother here?
Well...
I helped put the bear together.
Apostrophe S. He loved my father just as much as... Father,
why
we're
is
here.
Your, why is
I
your brother
the
here? How long have you been under that bed?
3 days.
Yeah.
What did he hear?
Well, he's not in town often. Never has a place to stay.
Too much.
So you said, let's put it under the bed and didn't tell me?
That would ruin the surprise.
So the surprise for me for Christmas is a polar bear that says, I love Mills with a hat and a cane, and your brother under the bed?
Yes, Laura.
Not just me. My wife's here too.
What?
Yeah, I'm here as well. He was going to get lonely if I wasn't here too.
Right,
so.
Please don't tell me you've both been smoking in our flat, because...
Only under the bed?
Only one of us at a time.
Only under the bed. Our mattress is Tempur-Pedic. Do you know how expensive it was?
I don't know what that means. I just let you buy the mattress.
It's not our mattress.
It's not our mattress. Also, I sourced the trousers.
You sourced it
for the polar bear?
For the polar bear.
Do you know how hard it is to find? Size 74.
That was
way too big. That was what I was sourcing.
Yes, I was gonna
for
say.
Ages.
I was gonna say it doesn't look like
I
that
find
size.
It.
Yeah.
I find it.
Yeah.
Turned out way too big.
About the size of a parachute.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were back in size 70, didn't we?
Yeah. No, it was actually 58.
He's 58.
It's a slim polar bear.
He is. He is, isn't he?
He works.
Why was
so
he so hard to get up the stairs then? Why was he so hard to get up the stairs if he's so slim?
It was length.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was hard to get a grip on him.
Because
you felt like you were gripping Dad.
Much like Dad's dimensions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This feels like a really Freudian kind of thing with your having with this polar bear that you've given me. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. I'm really unhappy with this. Like, I've tried to pretend to be like, oh, you shouldn't have. But you shouldn't have. Why on earth? Why on earth did you think this was a good Christmas present for me?
I just wanted to make it up for you for last year.
Sorry,
I know
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our fault.
We're all very sorry about last year.
I'm not taking a return.
But I put it off. I have a receipt.
Yeah, but what's going on with the t-shirt? This has been modified.
I had to make it fit the polar bear.
Whenever I give out my creations, I trust that they go out and remain unmodified. I don't like it when people alter them. I think I do a pretty good job.
The t-shirt or the polar bear?
I do a good job of the bear. The t-shirt's an abomination.
Okay. I just...
And I'm a guy that loves MILFs.
Yeah, check my bracelet.
Where'd you get that from?
My wife got it for me. It's she's who the polar bear...
She loved MILF?
...was for. She doesn't like it, and so I'm trying to return it.
Where did she get it from?
Etsy.
Gotta sell it.
If you take the bear back, I'll get her to email you the seller.
Yeah, I could do that, I guess.
You'll take it back?
Wait, I've just found it. I looked it up. I put in MILF bracelet and it came up. Jesus Christ. These are pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy like 20 of them.
Yeah, but don't tell me how much it is, because that ruins the Christmas present. That ruins... But you can't know how much a gift costs.
By 19, you get one extra free. So maybe, you know, how much does your wife love MILFs? Because maybe she bought like 19 and gave you one for free.
Look, are you going to take the polar bear back or not?
No, told you. No refunds. No,
I can take the t-shirt off. And the trousers.
You'd leave the bear nude after it's been clothed? Doesn't sound right with me.
You told me you want it nude!
Hello, North Pole Customer Service.
Hi, What do you do if you think Mr. and Mrs. Claus are going to get divorced?
Mr. and Mrs. Claus have been married happily for millennia.
Yeah, I know, and everyone says they'll be together forever, but sometimes you think they might not be, and...
This is another one of those calls about that song, isn't it? I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. It's just a song. It's just a song, kid.
I know what I saw.
Don't... You didn't see... Santa Claus is not the milkman.
I want
the
PS5.
He has morals.
I want the PS5 and all the games.
All right, give us your address. Keep your goddamn mouth shut.
Hi, so I'm just looking at the advent calendars. I was wondering if you could help me find like a specific one.
Oh yeah, sure. Anything in particular?
Yes, it's an advent calendar for someone who won't make it to Christmas.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's not for me.
Oh, okay. Of course, yeah. I don't have them to hand. Do you know the specific date?
17th.
God, I'm so sorry.
It's not for me.
Okay. What if I put some tape on from the 18th onwards?
Well, I would like the last few days to be nice. You know, I'm looking for something more like up class, something upscale, you know, with, you know, like Lindors in them or something like that.
Okay.
I don't want to like tape close a few things and have like, like a tiny Mars bar.
No. Okay.
Well, it's a dear friend, so, you know, I don't mind splurging.
And are you asking that I put the rest of the surprises of the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, are their prizes scattered throughout, or do you want them all on 17th?
Well, I'm usually not the one who buys up in Calendar, yes. So, you know, I'm just sort of wondering if this is a common request, if you have once, you know, bespoke advent calendars?
I can't say it is, but I am always willing to help out a customer who seems in distress.
I'm not in distress. It's not for me.
Okay.
I've got a long life ahead of me.
You have a thick shell, sir.
What makes you say that? I'm quite a sensitive person.
In my experience, as an advent calendar salesman, you can tell a lot about the advent calendar someone buys, and someone buying a bespoke, shortened admin calendar, but obviously unmoved, has a thick shell.
Well, I mean, why would I be moved? Again, it's not for me, it's for a friend.
A dear friend, you said?
Yes.
I was listening.
Thank you. You're attentive, but you don't seem to be processing the information.
I'm processing.
Okay, so I would like to be clear. I'm not the one dying, so there's no need to be sad.
Okay, yes, I think this is where we are really coming to the grit of the argument. Well, sorry, not argument.
I think it's just been a
discussion.
Yeah,
of course.
Discussion. Yes.
My faux pas.
I like your cadence of speech.
I think most people would feel some sort of pain, premature grief for a dear friend they knew would die.
Well, A, again, it's not me. B, it hasn't happened yet. And C, I've got a number of other friends. I'm very popular.
Okay, sir.
I'd like to do a nice thing. You know, he's,
of course,
he's a good friend. He was, you know, best man at my wedding.
Of course, and dear.
I've known him since
you've
childhood.
You've already said you're willing to splurge.
Yeah, of course.
How do you feel when he says, I won't be past the 17th? What do you think of when you imagine past that date?
It was pretty...
Christmas Eve.
It was pretty rough
year.
For me, because he's sort of the backbone of a pub quiz team, so... Like,
yes.
Come the 20th, I don't know what I'll do. You good with sports?
Unfortunately, just dates.
Okay, keep that in mind. But, yeah, you know, it's... I want to get him something nice. It's just tough to know what he's into, you know.
Of course.
Ever since he has children, it's all about them now.
Of course.
So, like, sort of...
Of course,
like he's
the young
background.
Kindlers.
Yeah, so, I don't know. What's your most luxurious advent calendar like?
The most luxurious one is one that says how much he means to you.
Hmm.
And really, we could make it bespoke. Give me some words to describe his friend.
Well, he's the only one who truly sees me for who I am. And he's, he knows when I'm upset before I do. And
yes.
He's helped me through some tough times.
Yes.
When I was sick, he would come over and like help me, like even just small things, help me house and just sort of sit and listen to me. So, I think it's a presence that will be tricky to replace.
My friend, I think you've given me enough for most of the doors.
All right. So what will you put in them? I am curious now.
Well, for example, the third will obviously be you. Look after me when I'm sick.
Now,
the tenth is
can I just
you
make
are the only one who truly understands
slight
me.
Concern with that one. I'm concerned he's going to expect me to reciprocate the favor. Because he's not well right now, and I...
Okay.
Christmas is coming up.
Well, thank you for that information. What if I put that one closer to the 16th? So then he wouldn't have much time to expect.
I wouldn't mind being on his deathbed.
Yes. Okay, so we put it closer to the 16th. He calls you up, and you say, okay, I'll come over.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Yes, okay. See, this is the information that we need. Excellent.
But I was really, like... I would like him to have actual, you know, like chocolate or something like that. You know, an actual thing.
Oh, okay. Like a Mars bar.
I'm hoping to go more upmarket than that.
Snickers?
Is that more upmarket?
Yes, there's more in it.
No, it's by volume.
What if I said I could make you a chocolate bar. And if you press your lips while it is still solidifying, it'd be like you giving him a little kiss goodbye.
We're not friends like that.
You could be.
No. Well, how much would that cost?
I would say a friend like you.
We're not friends.
Or a good patron like yourself.
Thank you.
It would be on the house.
What's the catch?
No catch. But maybe tonight you might be visited by three advent candle makers. Calendar makers.
You swore a lot there, so I didn't really catch that. Could you repeat that?
I said.
You're right there. Can you get it done? It's time sensitive. Alright. I guess I'll call an ambulance. Yeah.
Tim, I'm just calling you because it's really good news about Carl.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, he's actually going to survive until the 21st, so...
Oh, so he can make the pub quiz.
I was thinking we'd get 4 more days with him, but sure, yeah.
I mean, what better way to do it than spend it than, you know, get the pub quiz going?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Just, you know, with Carl.
Oh, you canceled plans.
Yeah, I cancel plans on you to... I brought him some soup.
I like soup.
Do you want me to call round to yours with some more soup once I'm finished with our friend?
I've got plans, even if you could do it now, that'd be great.
Sure.
Thanks. You're a good friend. Soon to be my best friend.
North Pole Customer Service, how can I help?
This is a Christmas call. This is for Christmas-related stuff.
Eric, this is your last chance, and we're going to bar your number.
What are you doing?
I've got my finger...
For Christmas!
...over the block number, Eric.
Don't do that. We're on first-name basis.
Christmas spirit is made up. I'll do it. I'll do it. So tell me a Christmas problem, and we might be able to move forward with this phone call.
Okay. My wife kissed Santa Claus.
What do you need, Eric? Tell me what you need and give me your address and keep your mouth shut.
The number of a good lawyer.
All right. I'll send you that in the post.
Wait, could I have asked for anything?
Could have asked for... You asked...
Tough. I could have asked for a good friend.
This genie has one wish, and you just used it for a good lawyer.
Can I have a good friend?
Nope. You used your wish.
Can I have your number?
Honey, the MILF bracelets have gone crazy this week. I don't know what. They're selling like crazy. I don't know what's happened.
Well, I just think the trend's catching on.
Do you think so?
Everyone loves them by definition. Because if you don't love them, they're not a MILF. That's what the L stands for. Love.
Wow. See, I never felt that way about my own mum.
Well, she doesn't fall under that umbrella then.
That's interesting. I think we're going to be rich from this.
Oh, now it's we. Now it's we. All these months, it's been my business endeavor, my financial burden, my mistake for quitting my job. Suddenly it's we.
Well, surely you should be grateful that I'm bringing you in now when we're actually making money, honey.
This has been my idea from the start.
Well, maybe...
It's always been our idea. I just don't like that now that it's working, it's our idea. It should have been our idea whether it's working or not.
Should I keep making the bracelets?
Keep making them, Terry. We need 70 more MILF bracelets.
I need 170 more.
Okay, Dad. Okay, Mom.
I don't appreciate you raising this in front of Terry.
You're the one who brought it up.
I wanted us to celebrate today, okay? These MILF bracelets are a great idea.
Yeah.
I just need you to admit you're wrong. All you need to do is say, I'm sorry, I didn't support you. That's all that needs to happen right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't support you.
Not you, Terry. You've been my rock.
That's it? That's all you need?
That's all I need.
Just that?
Nothing else?
You
know what? That's not all I need. That's all we need.
Huh. Are we gonna kiss?
Yes. I'm the only MILF in your life.
Yeah, you are.
Please. Please, no.
Terry, take a hike.
Terry, get out of here.
Can I take five? I can stop making the bracelets?
You need more than five. Just leave.
I need something for my son. He loves MILFs.
I love MILFs.
I'm sorry, son. We're all out of MILF bracelets today. No! Everyone's taking them.
My son needs a MILF bracelet. He needs to prove his love.
It's Christmas Eve, sir. Everyone wants a MILF bracelet, okay?
I'll do anything.
We want MILF bracelets.
Holy shit, there's going to be a riot.
You don't understand. This is the first Christmas I've had my child. If I don't get him, I will be the zone.
Look, deadbeat dads.
Come on.
You should have got a MILF bracelet weeks ago.
I didn't care weeks ago.
This is the second Christmas I've had my kid, and the first one went terrible, so I need this one to work.
I want to go stay with Mum.
No, you don't. You want to stay with Dad. He's good and proud, and boy, is he trying.
Get me that MILF bracelet.
Please. We need you all to move back. There's going to be a crush.
MILF bracelet.
Oh, my God.
Bracelet,
I can't breathe.
Michael.
MILF.
Michael. MILF,
you're doing a bit MILF, late bracelet, shopping, are you?
No. Been planned for weeks.
Oh, come off.
I'm just laughing because all these deadbeat dads. So is Tim going to stay with you in boxing night?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
And you know what? I got a great bargain on this big box of MILF bracelets. 207 for the price of 4.
What are you going to do with them?
Oh, I'll probably give them out to the girls.
Girls, what's that over there?
That's our son. Hi, Mom!
Fuck, that was my opening. Ah, shit.
Mom, can I have a MILF bracelet?
Don't listen to the boy.
Yeah, here's 4.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas. We did it. We did it together as a family. We're all together, and someone's going to take someone back. It's a Christmas miracle.
Dad, do you want to take one of the MILF bracelets to give me on Christmas?
No. No.
I don't mind.
I haven't earned it. I'm going to find you a MILF bracelet if I have to beat every deadbeat dad in here.
Kid, if you're just giving those away, I really need one.
North Pole Customer Services. How can I help?
Hello. So last year, I came into possession of a Ford Fiesta, 2009 model, hot magenta, and it has a flat tire. So context. I got it from Santa whenever he was in the Dumbarton Shopping Centre.
Oh.
So I just wanted to see if that's something that you guys can cover, like if that's still. Like,
yes, covered.
Still covered because it's like just on the right side
of the warranty.
Yeah. Whenever I got it, but just like I just need a new tire and like that, you know, like the metal bit, like the alloy. Like I don't know if it is an alloy, but I just wanted to match the tires that are currently on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what can you do for me?
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Great,
that's absolutely no problem. Yeah, did Santa give you a receipt?
So I was dealing with a man called Rudy.
We're all called Rudy up here.
Rudy's used car a lot. It's local to us.
Oh.
I don't know if he...
Oh, I wonder if... Oh, we had a Rudy leave the team.
Oh, maybe it's him. No, I think they use car a lot. It's currently in liquidation, so... But I definitely have the paperwork somewhere. Give me a sec.
Okay.
And I should be able to locate that for you.
Okay.
Do you need, like, photos or scans? Or, like, will you just take my word for it?
Yeah, some scans would be good. I'll just be on hold. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Oh,
Oh, give us the fucking bracelets, you cunt. Give us the fucking bracelets.
Oh, so hasty, so quick.
I will kick you in your shins.
Why don't you sit on my lap?
You know where
Santa
doesn't have any fat in his shins. I can fuck up your shins.
Young man,
I need these bracelets. I need my son to be proud of me.
Look, I have a
couple. His mother has 200 of them. I just need one. He already has 4.
Look, I will get you the fucking bracelet. You just need to sit on my lap. It's part of the rigmarole. There's people watching. Just sit on my lap. We'll have the polite conversation. I'll give you a bracelet, and then you can fuck off, right?
I can't do that. My ass gets warm.
Well, how did you... You got in the line. How did you expect this to work?
I was going to kick just you in the shins and get the bracelets.
I have a knife.
This guy's taking too long.
Hey, little orphan.
Say it to my face.
Back the fuck off, you parentless fuck.
You know what? I don't have a parent so I can fucking kick you in the dick.
Oh! Threatening orphans, I see.
He's an orphan by choice. He's an orphan by choice. Don't mess with him.
Let me get him, Dad. Let me at him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was so painful.
And I'll be an orphan again, you motherfucker.
Elves, attack this man.
Attack the child.
Oh,
fuck.
A little orphan, what would you like for Christmas instead of this horrible mat?
Well, peace and goodwill, and your last MILF bracelet.
Here you go, little boy.
I'm gonna put this down the toilet, you wank.
Hey, you know, now that this case wrapped up, can I just say, it's been fun talking to you. You want to hang out sometime?
Like, Christmas related, or just...
Oh, no, we can talk about anything.
Anything.
You know, I don't know how you got my number, but I think we get along, right?
It's been... Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Where do you want to go? Somewhere? Do you want to get a pint?
Yeah, we can go pints and mini golfing. How does that sound?
Pints, mini.
There's a mini golf place. I know a guy that let us have pints.
Oh my! You're such a cool lawyer.
Oh, thanks. No, but it's really nothing. You're the cool guy. Your jumper lights up, dude.
Right? Can I borrow your phone?
Yeah.
I just need to ring someone real quick.
You know the password. It's your birthday.
No worries.
North Pole Customer Services. How can I help?
This isn't Christmas related, but Rudy, thank you so much.
Eric, you're not going to believe this. That lawyer also needed a friend.
Rudy!
It's a Christmas miracle.
Rudy, you're so good!
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, we had Laura Conlon, Kieran Sands, Amelia Price, Eddie Goodwin, Jared Donnelly, Declan King, Kit Rees, and Connor Reddick. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album Unearthed on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.